This meeting of the House State Affairs Committee will come to order. The time is 3:10 on May 9th. Members present are Representative Carpenter, Representative Craig Johnson, Representative Allard, Representative Story, Vice Chair Wright, and myself, Rep Shaw. We do have a quorum to conduct business. Please silence your cell phones. If anyone in the audience needs to pass a note to committee members, please get the attention of our committee aide, Josh Walton, and he'll take care of it for you. Thank you to our committee secretary, as always, Sophia Tenney, and for teleconferencing, Zach Mulhorn. Our agenda for today is House Bill 157, sponsored by Representative Wright, and House Bill 4, sponsored by Representative Vance. And as a side note, I'd like to say that the cutoff for getting in the queue for public testimony on House Bill 4 is when we take up House Bill 4. So we will continue with the first order of business. House Bill 157, an act establishing Juneteenth Day as a legal holiday, sponsored by Representative Wright. This is the first hearing for this bill. It's our intention today to hear the initial presentation from the bill's sponsor, to hear invited and public testimony, and then to hold the bill over. Here to present the bill are Representative Wright and his staff, Forrest Wolf. They are up front. If you would introduce yourself and provide your testimony. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I am Representative Stanley Wright of House District 22. Through the chair.
Through the chair, members of the committee, for the record, Forrest Wolf, Chief of Staff to Representative Wright.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair, the bill I'm bringing forward today will elevate Juneteenth to the level of other legal holidays, such as July 4th, Labor Day, Memorial Day. I hope that by elevating this day, we can create an environment for a better understanding of history in Alaska and America. Juneteenth has been overlooked for far too long. This moment in our nation's history shows the urgent need for history to be more thoroughly understood. When we talk about America, we often think about high ideals like freedom and justice. By studying Juneteenth, we can better understand how these ideals can be applied equally. Even when President Lincoln gave the Emancipation Proclamation, it took nearly 3 years for many enslaved African Americans to enjoy this new freedom. There are millions of Americans whose parents and grandparents were denied the rights to vote or marry across race or attend desegregated schools. So on this day, we are moving forward. And dare I say, take this opportunity to reflect. Thank you.
For the record, once again, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Forrest Wolf, Chief of Staff, Representative Wright, also known as Freedom Day, Jubilee Day, Emancipation Day, or Liberation Day, the word Juneteenth resulted from the words June 19th being combined together in speech. Juneteenth is a holiday that celebrates the end of slavery in the United States. On June 19, 1865, Union soldiers arrived to take control of Texas and enforce the emancipation of the slaves in that state. In Galveston, Texas, at the time, newly freed slaves held large public celebrations and so laid the base for future Juneteenth activities. Juneteenth became a federal holiday last year and is now one of 11 federal official holidays. I've got a quick sectional to go over here. Pardon me. Section 1 amends AS44.12010A, the statute regarding legal holidays, specifically that requires that June 19th, known as Juneteenth Day, be considered a legal holiday. Section 2 amends AS44.12.020, the statute regarding holidays that fall on a Sunday, with conforming language that reflects Section 1 of the bill. And finally, Section 3 repeals AS44.12090, which is a statute that stipulated that Juneteenth is already recognized as an observance holiday and not an official state-paid holiday. So with this bill, that would be repealed. And with
Can you speak to that fiscal note, please? The fiscal note, could you speak to that, please?
There are several fiscal notes, all having to do with the fact that we'll be having – the state will have to reimburse or not have employees there on June 19th working.
I'd like to welcome Senator Gray Jackson, and if you'd like to come up and make any comments, we'd appreciate whatever you'd like to say on behalf of the bill.
Senator Gray Jackson, representing District G in Anchorage. I wasn't expecting to be invited to say anything, but I appreciate the committee, number one, hearing this bill because it's a very important bill. And besides the fact that it's now a federal holiday, it's also a holiday in the municipality of Anchorage, which is an area where several of us in this room represent. I brought this bill forward during the last session, and it never even got a hearing. And right now, we're just about to make it to the finish line because the Senate passed the bill last week. And I'm really hopeful that this bill does make it to the finish line this session. And I know there's only a few days left, but I'm going to do everything in my power to make that happen with help, of course. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members.
Thank you, Senator Gray Jackson. Very nice of you to come up and make comments. Public brings us to public testimony. I'll go ahead and open public testimony. Do we have anyone in the room that would like to provide testimony on House Bill 157? Seeing none. And I see no one online. So with that, I'm closing public testimony on House Bill 157. With that, we're going to hold the bill over. Are there any additional questions from committee members for the sponsor or his staff? Representative Story.
Thank you, Chair Shaw. Is it all right if I just make a comment?
Please.
Yeah. Yes, very grateful to see this bill come forward. I think that there is really a lack of education about more of the history on this holiday, and I think by making it an official state holiday, it will really be informative and do much of what you talked about, Rep. Wright, in your comments. So thank you.
Thank you, to Representative Story. Very well. With that, we're going to hold this bill over to a later date. If any members would like to have amendments considered for the bill, the amendment deadline is noon on Thursday, May 11th. If members would like their amendments considered by the committee, please have them into the office at that time, or they won't be considered. At this time, we're going to hold House Bill 157 over for consideration at another hearing. Our final order of business today is House Bill 4, an act relating to elections, sponsored by Representative Vance. It's our second hearing for the bill. Our intention is to continue taking public testimony as long as we can and then hear the will of the committee. Before we get started, I should note that we took public testimony on this bill at a previous hearing, ahead of this meeting, and since, we've received a great deal of public comment on this bill in advance of today's hearing. I want to take the time to thank everyone who's commented on the bill, whether in person or over the phone or online. I anticipate that we'll have a great deal of public testimony continuing on this bill. But I want everyone to be aware, considering that we're towards the end of session, time is limited, time is condensed, and priorities are overlapping. So we do have a hard stop today because of other obligations at 5 o'clock. So at 5 o'clock, we will be finishing up our testimony. Committee does not need to complete its work on the bill today, and that will continue. It does need to be... Yes, we need to complete this today. So my goal today is to hear from as many Alaskans as possible on this bill. And to accomplish this, committee members, I'd ask that you be judicious with your questions and limit follow-ups. When we get to public testimony, I will ask testifiers to limit their remarks and my apologies to 1 minute each. As I said, we'll do our best to hear from as many people online as we can, and we will keep hearing testimony until just before our hard stop time at 5 o'clock. I'd like to thank members and testifiers in advance for your understanding and for helping to run things smoothly today. That brings us to public testimony. As I mentioned before, we ask that testifiers limit their testimony to 1 minute. If you go over that time, I'll ask that you wrap it up quickly. If for whatever reason that doesn't happen, we may have to cut you off, and again, with our apologies. If you get cut off in advance, it's important that everyone get an equal chance, and we have to be fair to everyone. And at this time, the queue is closed, so we won't be adding anybody else to the queue. If we don't manage to get to you during the hearing today, the bill progresses from State Affairs to at the close of today's hearing, and it will go to Judiciary next. The Judiciary Committee has scheduled hearings on this bill starting tomorrow, pending the bill's referrals. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and continue public testimony on House Bill 4. Okay. It looks like we'll start with Delana West from Homer. Would you like to provide some testimony? Introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please.
Hi, Mr. Chair and committee members. My name is Delana West from District 6, and I strongly support HB 4, and I encourage you to support HB 4. I feel like it was uninformed consent, and I just really strongly support HB 4 and what it stands for. Thank you, and this concludes my testimony.
Thank you, Ms. West. We appreciate that. Dave Lewis from Homer. Would you like to introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please?
Sure. Thank you. My name is David Lewis. I'm from Homer. Lived here about 30-plus years, Alaska, since 76. I support ranked choice voting. I feel that it is a way that it gives back to the people the power to choose who they want to represent them, and not the party doing that. Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Lewis, thank you so much. I do appreciate the consideration you're giving this to everyone. Brenda Eddins from Homer as well. Would you like to introduce yourself, provide your testimony?
Yes, thanks for taking me. My name is Brenda Eddins. I'm from Homer. I support HB 4. I will be brief and just say that I support HB 4. Before, and I ask that you do so as well to repeal ranked choice voting. Thank you.
Overwhelmed with the courtesy of our testifiers. Thank you. And Mark Edens from Homer, if you'd like to provide your testimony and introduce yourself, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I'm Mark Edens from District 6, and speaking for myself, I wholeheartedly support HB 4 and the repeal of ranked choice voting. I feel that the original results of the choice for ranked choice voting were very skewed by the fear of dark money. So I ask you to support HB 4. Thank you very much.
Mr. Edens, I appreciate that. We're going to go to one of the LIOs now, and we'll go to Ketchikan. Kathleen Yar in Ketchikan at the LIO, could you introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please? Ms. Yar, are you online?
Hello. I'm Kathleen Yar from Ketchikan, and I support House Bill 4 and to repeal ranked choice voting because there's no way if there's a contest to recount the ballots. It's all done with a computer algorithm, and I don't like that. And many young people that I've talked to are super confused by it and are deciding not to vote.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Yar. Donald Thompson, we're going to go to the Fairbanks LIO. Are you online, Mr. Thompson?
I am here.
Yes, please introduce yourself, provide your testimony.
My name is Donald Thompson. I represent myself and my friends in Fairbanks area, District 33. I support HB 4. Ranked choice voting was sold to us as a bill of goods by dark money, claiming they were excluding dark money. It doesn't do anything they claimed it would do, and it's very confusing for most of the people who looked at it. And it diminished the number of votes and voters in our area, and all of my friends, a number of them didn't vote because they didn't understand it. Thank you. Again, I support HB 4, repeal ranked choice voting. Thank you.
Thank you your testimony, Mr. Thompson. Barbara Kendall at the Fairbanks LIO, could you introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please?
Yes. My name is Barbara Kendall. I represent myself here, and I represent District 33. I'm from District 33. I support HB 4 to repeal ranked choice voting. I have a lot of reasons for that, but the one I would like to mention is that I attended the audit of Prop 2 down in Juneau right after that election. I and a number of others across the state, we saw it was not an audit. There was no proof of anything except that we watched them run ballots through counting things and said, that's it, it proves, and it proved absolutely nothing. But the one thing we did notice, people keep saying that the people voted for this. They did not. We've noticed many, many, many ballots. People were so confused, they just left it blank. And so I believe it got in by a sham. I also want to say very quickly that we had a outdoor show here in Fairbanks. We had a table to get signatures to repeal ranked choice voting, and they told us at the door that our booth was the most sought-after booth in the arena. So again, I am I favor this bill. Please pass HB 4. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Tindall, for your testimony. Gary Tindall, the Fairbanks LIO, please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
Gary Tindall, longtime Fairbanks resident and longtime Alaska voter, speaking in favor of HB 4 and asking you to return our election integrity and get rid of ranked choice voting. We were sold a bill of goods. I've worked at a polling station for a number of years, and I see the voters as they finish their process, turn their ballots in. We were told RCV was going to be easy to understand. Nearly all of the voters coming to cast their ballots as they finished had discouraging looks on their face, bewildered looks on their face. We were told the process was going to be simple and that the majority of ballots were filled out correctly. Well, I suppose that's true if you look at the total majority, but we usually have half a dozen or so question ballots. We had over 80 question ballots this time, and some people had just left their ballot and walked out. We were told that voters said it was simple. That doesn't match up with what I saw at the polling station.
Did you finish up your comments, Mr. Tindall? We're at the end of your 1 minute. My apologies.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Tindall. We appreciate that. Okay, we're going to move around the state a little bit. We're going to go to Anchorage. Carol Clausen, are you online?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Carol Clausen, if you'd like to introduce yourself, provide your testimony, please.
Yes, I am Carol Clausen from Anchorage, Alaska. Can you hear me okay?
We can. Thank you.
Yes, I'm a 36-year resident of Anchorage, Alaska. I'm here to speak against House Bill 4. I oppose House Bill 4 because it will overturn the will of the people. Ranked choice voting was voted in by the people of Alaska. This bill came because candidates that lost and some legislatures now in power did not like the outcome of the election. Why even vote in Alaska if the legislators can overturn the will of the people? It is un-American. Alaska has a large percent of independent voters who, by show of the vote, like less extreme candidates. Exit polls found that the majority of voters found ranked choice voting easy to understand. Respect the will of the people and say no to House Bill 4. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Clausen. You had 5 seconds left. I appreciate that. Carl Brodson from Juneau, are you online?
Yes, sir.
Carl Broderson? Yeah, please introduce yourself, provide your testimony.
Hello, my name is Carl Broderson in Juneau. Thank you for taking my call. I oppose HB 4, which is yet another thinly veiled attempt to cling to power through voter suppression instead of just working to become more electable. And I would chafe at the assertion that something so straightforward is too confusing for the electorate to grasp. But fortunately, that's just a bad faith argument from people who would rather flip the table than play by the rules. The only indication here of difficulty grasping simple concepts comes from the anti-RCV arguments themselves. RCV is still one person, one vote. The winner is not only still the person with the most votes, they now have to have more than half of them. There is still a paper trail. No one was duped into voting for it. Alaska's voter turnout trends near the nation's. A signature has always been required on mail-in ballots. There is an enormous difference between an exhausted ballot and a rejected ballot, and I give money to political causes in other states, too, because they affect me directly. Also, paranoia should be treated by therapy and medication, not politics. Respect the will of the voters. Keep ranked choice voting and open primaries. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Broderson. Got 7 seconds left on that. We're adding up time here. And from Wasilla, John Leto, are you online?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, please. Introduce yourself. Provide your testimony.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is John Leto from Wasilla, Alaska. I, too, have been here for many decades and participated in many elections. I completely agree with Gary Tyndall's statement. As a poll watcher this last November, I watched at least 80 ballots spoiled by many people who were extremely disappointed and vocal about changing to RCV. I fully support enacting HB 4 and the outcome that these reforms will demonstrate to the voters of Alaska that action's been taken to restore election integrity by these initial election reforms. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Leto. April Wilson in Anchorage, are you online?
Hello?
Yes, Ms. Wilson, go ahead and introduce yourself, provide your testimony, please. We can hear you.
I'm April Wilson in Anchorage, former professor of political science at UAA. And I want to say that open ballot ranked choice voting reduces the problem of wedge issues, which are used by parties to distort electoral outcomes. Wedge issues bring out the people that are not as rational because they're not really voting in their own interests, and parties like to use wedge issues. So actually, open ballot, ranked choice voting ameliorates the voting strength of single issue voters by giving all voters a means of avoiding ideologues. And also, I want to say that Ms. Vance's idea that there's polling information that proves that most Alaskans are against OBRVC is specious, because polling science has been in drastic decline and it's no longer as valid as it used to be. Also, I take exception to her claiming that people such as the elderly, quote unquote, and the
Ms. Wilson, could you finish up your testimony, please? We're at the end of our 1 minute. My apologies.
Those people are not stupid and can certainly figure out ranked choice voting. It's easy. Just vote 1, 2, 3. So I'm against House Bill 4. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Wilson, for your testimony. And we're going to go to Girdwood. Lou Thies, you online?
Right. This is Lou Thies from Girdwood. I oppose HB 4 for a lot of the same reasons everybody else does, and I think it really turns to confusion. In August of 2014, I volunteered to work at the polls when the recall of SB 21 was the big star. They sent, down to Girdwood, they sent one whole case of Republican ballots and only a few pads of the Democrat, the basic ballot, the Democrat Libertarian. We called up for more. All day long we called. We never got any until 7 o'clock that night, and we had to turn, and we offered Democratic and Libertarian voters the sample ballot to fill out, but they were mad, and a lot of them left. They walked out in a huff, and I really felt helpless and dead. Those are my friends. Our ballots finally arrived right before the polls closed. I mentioned this incident because SB 21 recall lost by a very thin margin. The confusion created by having different types of primary ballots disenfranchised the non-Republican voters down here that night in my precinct. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thies. Right on the money. I appreciate that. We're going to go back to the sponsor's backyard in Homer. Pamela Brody, are you online?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, please introduce yourself, provide your testimony.
I'm Pamela Brody. I live in the city of Homer. I oppose House Bill 4. I'm 72 years old. I've lived in Alaska a third of a century. I've lived through a lot of troubled times, but I've never seen so many Americans feeling so much fear and anger towards fellow Americans and unfortunately, highly partisan elected officials are making it worse. It used to be Alaska, like most states, in the general election, people only had the choice between highly partisan people chosen by their parties. I'm so relieved and so proud that in our state of Alaska, we are leaders towards a return to peaceful relations between neighbors who may disagree politically. After our recent election, we saw a Republican U.S. Senator welcome the newly elected Democratic U.S. Rep as a friend. Such friendships across party lines used to be the norm in Congress when I was young. It was rare for a Congress member to not have friends on the other side. I'd like to see us return to that. I hear that people say that it is confusing. I did work as a poll worker, and we found that voters understood it very well. There were spoiled ballots, but people corrected them. That was not a sign they didn't understand what they were voting for. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Brody, for your testimony. Mike Jones in Homer, could you introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please?
Yes, I can. I am Mike Jones, resident of Homer, representing myself. I fully support HB 4 and ask you to repeal ranked choice voting. Being new to Alaska, I was surprised to see Proposition 2 was allowed to be on the ballot. A simple reading of the proposition made it clear that it contained two separate and distinct issues that were not related. Do you want ranked choice voting? Do you want to have dark money influence elections? The language of the ballot seemed to emphasize the ranked choice voting aspect of the proposition, but the dark money aspect was where all the advertising focused. It's very easy to see how someone could vote for this proposition solely based on the concern about dark money, not realizing the subtleties and unintended consequences of the ranked choice voting mechanism. It's ironic that the proposition appearing to eliminate undue influence in Alaska elections was supported so substantially from out-of-state interests. Regarding ranked choice voting, the average person not closely affiliated with the political party machine may not have understood the implications of their vote selections. Eliminate ranked choice voting and restore trust to our election process. Thank you for the opportunity to testify.
Again, I can't tell you how much I appreciate everybody staying online considering how many people we have for public testimony. Elaine Becker from Homer as well, if you'd like to introduce yourself, provide your testimony, please.
Yeah, hi, I'm Eileen Becker from Homer. I've been a resident of Alaska for 50 years. Been very involved with the whole ranked choice voting initiative from the very beginning. I am right now carrying a petition that is extremely easy to get a multitude of signatures. I was at a particular business last week, and they were standing in line to be able to sign this. I think you'll find, when this is all said and done and the petition drive is over with, that it's overwhelming, that the people in Alaska sincerely do want to have it overturned. To wait for 2 weeks for the outcome of a ballot process is wrong. There is confusion. I went to several workshops throughout the community, and people walked away shaking their heads. I've got myself personally probably 30 to 35 calls requesting information and help on how to do this. It's been a confusing mess no matter what anybody says, and to eliminate having the primary to be able to select party by party their best choice has been terribly wrong. The jungle primary showed itself to be completely wrong. So I am definitely in favor of House Bill 4, and I hope and pray that it passes. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Becker. We're going to move back around the state. We're going to go to Wasilla. Bill Monroe, are you online?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
Yes, thank you, Committee Chair. This is Bill Monroe. I live in Wasilla, and I'm totally opposed against this bill because it basically overturns the will of the people. I further believe that this is the best way to solve radical polarization in Alaska politics, and in fact, it should be instituted nationwide as far as I'm concerned. I heartily recommend to you to not pass this bill through committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Monroe. I appreciate that testimony. Gail McCann from Fairbanks. Are you online? If you are, please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
Hi, this is Gail McCann from Fairbanks, and I'm calling to let you know that I am totally in favor of House Bill 4. One of my biggest concerns about the ranked choice voting is that it's starting to seem like we're getting a little bit too much of California involved in our politics. And to think that we have a voting system that's set up like what's in California is very undaunting to me. So I urge people to continue gathering the signatures so that we can put it back on the ballot so that come election time, the will of the people, one way or the other, will once again be heard. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Kant, for your testimony. Bert Hodling from Big Lake, are you online? Please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
Hi, my name is Bert Hodling, and I 100% support this bill. Our judicial branch shows the true level of corruption there. This should have been a single issue on the ballot, and they did not allow that to be. They confused it by including dark money, as previous testifiers have submitted, that there was multiple advertisements out there, and the overwhelming advertisements was about dark money. This never should have passed and needs to be repealed. I'd also like to make statement that on HB 157 for Juneteenth, there is nothing listed there for public testimony, so public testimony needs to be reopened for that bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hodling, for your testimony. Sue Bernstein from Anchorage, are you online? If so, please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
Mr. Chair and committee members, my name is Sue Bernstein. I'm a 50-year voter from Anchorage, Alaska. I oppose House Bill 4. I feel ranked choice voting expands my options to vote for the candidates most appealing to me, regardless of their party affiliation. I thought the voting went quite well. I understand some people have a learning curve, and all I can say is that I hope the legislature will give it a chance to succeed. Some people just can't take change very well. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Bernstein, for your testimony. Looks like a familiar name here. Doug Van Patten from Homer. Are you online? Introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please.
I am online. This is Doug Van Patten from Homer. I'm totally opposed to HB 4. I want the opportunity to vote for the most qualified candidate, regardless of affiliation. We have voted to improve our democracy through ranked choice voting. Our elections are now more inclusive and have been more competitive because of it. The people's voice has been heard rather than that of a party boss. An exit poll found, well, first of all, the rationale to repeal it says that it's too complicated or the elections are being rigged without merit. I mean, I'm 75, and I guess I'm considered elderly, but the first time you picked up a computer, did you throw it away and go back to a computer, back to a typewriter because you couldn't understand it? Or did you throw away your cell phone because it was so complicated and went back to a line land? And again, HB 4 undermines democracy, and it's a waste of time and taxpayers' money. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Patton. James Nelson from Homer. If you're online, please introduce yourself, provide your testimony.
Hello, James Nelson from Anchor Point. I've lived here for 47 years. I'm 71 years old. Registered as an independent, and I'd like to give a shout out to our Senator Gary Stevens, who is at least a very good representative of what normalcy looks like. And I would like to say that the proof is in the pudding as to how effective ranked choice voting is by who we sent to Washington. We could have been sending a cockamamie wingnut in place of Mary Peltola, who most people in Alaska just love. And we could have been commiserating with maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene,
or we could have sent someone who was a Trump head.
Instead, we got the most level-headed senator in the Republican Party that there is present.
Yes, Luann. I'm sorry, Mr. Nelson, but we got a little overboard on that. We were at 1 minute. Luann Nelson, if you'd like to provide your testimony and introduce yourself, please.
Okay, this is Luann Nelson. I am a 40-plus year resident of Anchor Point. Ranked choice voting is the will of the people. It is not that difficult. You choose your first, second, and third choice. Ranked choice voting has been used successfully for years in other states. There were some people who did not like the outcome. they discussed taking it back to the people through referendum. Well, good for them. Do it. But right now, ranked choice voting is the will of the people. It should not be legislated away. The people spoke. You should not legislate away our voice. And you have better things to do and more productive ways to spend your time in Juneau. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Nelson, for your consideration of 1 minute. Okay, we're going to go back around the state. Sylvia Kidd from Juneau, I'd like you to introduce yourself, provide your testimony, please.
Hello, yeah, this is Sylvia Kidd from Juneau. I oppose the repeal of open primaries and ranked choice voting. This was a citizens' initiative. We passed it. It's your obligation as legislators to give it a chance. Alaska has often had the courage to try new things, some of which we keep, some of which after careful consideration we don't. There simply hasn't been enough time with this one yet to know. I strongly support bipartisanship in government. Open primaries, ranked choice voting makes this more likely. Alaska has had first a House and now a Senate with bipartisan majorities. This is really unusual in American governance, and I applaud it. Let's have more of it, not less. James Madison in the Federalist Papers wrote about his fear of the tyranny of the majority. That is, the majority, that majority rule could crush the rights of the minority and actually deprive the minority of its basic rights as citizens. This has become a danger in some states that have one party in control of both the legislature and governance. Open primaries and ranked choice voting will result in government being more representative of its citizens, not less. Wow, I was trying to get in under your time limit. Thank you very much for this opportunity to testify.
Ms. Kidd, I will say you made the most of that 1 minute. Thank you very much. Tom Bowden from Juneau, if you're online, please introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please.
Yeah, thank you. Tom Bowden, Juneau. I very much support House Bill 4. It's not that people don't understand ranked choice voting. It's that we don't trust it. Having government tell us you got to vote for more than one person, and we're not going to tell you the results until after we go through some secret process. It destroys all faith in elections. And if we continue to have ranked choice voting, we're going to continue to see fewer and fewer voters turn out. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bouton. Sherry Stryzek from Chugiak, if you're online, please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
Hello, my name is Sherry Stryzak from Chugiak, Alaska. I am a 26-year resident in the state of Alaska, and as soon as I could, I started voting, and I haven't stopped. And we now have a new voter in our household who likes to vote. He just turned 18, and he had come to us to ask us how he should vote, and it was very confusing for him. So I did some studying of my own, and it became even more confusing for me. You won't hear insults being thrown by me at others who actually do oppose this, but I support, again, I support House Bill 4. We need to repeal ranked choice voting and go back to the original and great way of doing it. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Ms. Stryzek. Dave Monson from Fairbanks, if you'd like to introduce yourself, provide your testimony, please.
Thank you. I'm David Monson from Fairbanks. I am an independent. I've been registered that since my first voting experience. I'm here to testify against House Bill 4. And the first vote I cast in Alaska was for Jay Hammond. It was an open primary, so this isn't the first time the state of Alaska has used it. And the results were the person that was the best candidate, the best person for the job, everybody was able to vote on it. And I think the will of the people has been that we adopt open primaries and ranked choice voting, and that the legislature, who represents all of us, shouldn't take that away. If it's challenged, it should go to the voters again. I feel it's been a good and easy process. I haven't met anybody who really feels it was that confusing. 80% of the people thought it was easy. So I hope that everybody on the committee will consider opposing House Bill 4.
Thank you for your testimony, Mr. Monson. Michael Garhart from Wasilla, please introduce yourself, provide your testimony.
Yes, this is Michael Garhart from Wasilla, and I'm in favor of HB 4. With the ranked choice voting, it leaves our election open for more fraud and manipulation because of the excess time. And we need to bring our elections back to one day. We get the results that same day, and that's how it should be with paper ballots. So I'm in favor of House Bill 4. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garhart. Appreciate that. Dominic Scalasi from Anchorage. I hope I got that close. If you're online, please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
This is Dominic Scalise. I'm calling from Anchorage, and I oppose House Bill 4. I think it's an insult to legislate against the democratic will of the people. I think it's insulting to assume that people can't figure out ranked choice voting. Everybody I've talked to from both sides have had no problem with it. And while some people may be unhappy with the end result, it is the will of the people. I feel much more confident with my vote. I'm able to vote on both sides for the candidate I feel best. So please oppose this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Scalasi. Joe Sigmund from Wasilla, if you'd like to introduce yourself, provide your testimony, please.
Who?
Joel Sigmund.
That's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Introduce this yourself and provide your testimony.
Okay, this is Joel Sigmund, and I say yes on H.R. 4 or H.B. 4. We all know who was ahead when it was time for the election to be over with. But yet the Democrats decided they had to keep it going for another 2-3 weeks or whatever to where they can cheat. Like Joe Biden says, we figured out how to win every election. We all know Kelly Schiavone was ahead on a voting day. Okay, then after all this time goes by, they illegally put Taxkowski in. We need to go back to paper ballots because that's the only way it's going to be true and the elections are going to be fair, because you guys are doing nothing but screwing over the people with any electronics. They can all be hacked. They can all be changed. And that's what you guys are doing. I say to get rid of that ranked choice voting bullshit. And
all right, Mr. Sigmund, we appreciate your testimony. Sorry that 1 minute has gone by so fast. Next in line is Constance Fredenberg from Palmer. If you'd like to introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Constance Fredenberg, and I'm from Palmer, and I'm speaking for myself. I'm a super voter. I've been here for 45 years and have yet to miss an election, and I oppose HB4. I really like those open primaries and ranked choice voting. It is not confusing, and I never talked to anybody who thought it was. And I voted for a mixed ticket for the first time ever because I didn't have this extreme option. And I don't see ranked choice voting as leaning left or right. It just gives voters more options and eliminates runoff elections. And I agree it should be implemented nationally. So I'm speaking in the opposition of HB4. Thank you.
Thank you for taking advantage of the value of 1 minute, Ms. Fredenberg. Kimberly Nielsen from Anchorage, if you'd like to provide your testimony and introduce yourself, please.
Yeah, hello. This is Kim Nielsen from State Senate District E, 30-year resident and nonpartisan registered voter. The voting personnel who work at the polls for years have heard my complaints. I always felt like my voting rights were violated when I had to choose a Republican or other ticket, particularly when my favorite candidate might be, for one seat, a Republican, and for another seat, a Democrat or independent. Excuse me. I feel like ranked choice voting was easy to understand and will only improve with time as more people get used to it. The ranked choice system encourages successful candidates to be more bipartisan, willing to work across the aisle. This state and this country needs more bipartisan leadership so we can get things done and not always end up in legislative gridlock. The tendency recently of both Republicans and Democrats getting more extremely divided is the single most serious problem I believe our country faces. And we have an opportunity in Alaska to show the rest of the country how to get it done. Approval of HB4 would move us backwards
I encourage lawmakers to work with a system that was approved by the will of the voters and figure out how to make it work for you as a candidate if it's not, if you don't feel like it's working for you. So for that reason, I oppose HB 4.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Nielsen. William Saltonstall from Anchorage, you'd like to introduce yourself, provide your testimony, please.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon. Will Saltonstall from House District 9 in Anchorage. I'm calling in to oppose House Bill 4. I'm in favor of ranked choice voting with the open primary. I voted for it. I found it easy to do. I was satisfied with the result. I've been voting in Alaska for over 40 years, and it was the first time I could fully vote for candidates of my choice. And I was able in 2022 to be able to vote for candidates from both parties, and rather than being shut off by close timing. So thank you very much, and I'll pass you on to my wife.
Thank you, Mr. Saltonstall. From Anchorage, Ian Lang, if you'd like to introduce yourself, provide your testimony. Yes. Can we? Is he still on? Okay. My apologies, Mr. Saltonstall. So go ahead. Yeah, she wasn't online, but please go ahead. Please allow her to provide her testimony.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Saltonstall. I'm from House District 9 in Anchorage, and I hope that you will support the people's will and keep ranked choice voting. I found the state's education on the voting process very complete and understandable. It was repetitive. I mean, how many letters did you get from the state explaining how to do ranked choice voting? There was plenty of time to learn. It gave me the option to vote for the best candidates who were interested in helping the state, not their careers or political party. Please say no to House Bill 4. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for that testimony, Ms. Saltonstall. Yeah, I see that your name is on the list. It's just a little farther down, so we appreciate that testimony. Next, we have Ian Lang from Anchorage. I'd like to introduce yourself, provide your testimony, please.
Yeah, hi. My name is Ian Lang, and I'm testifying on my own behalf, not any organization. And like the last couple of testifiers, I am opposed to this bill. This is an issue I've studied in a lot of depth. I have actually read the studies. You'll hear some reference. And, you know, I'd say at the end of that, over the last decade or more, I don't think that we have enacted any more positive and substantive piece of policy in the state than these recent election reforms. And the reason for that is that when we look at the more existential challenges that we're facing, not just as a state, but as a country, with political polarization and the inability to really work together towards productive solutions, these are the things that are tearing us apart from the inside, and they're systematic issues. And when we look at election reform from a systematic perspective, I really don't see anything with more potential to move the needle in a positive direction than open primaries and ranked choice voting. So I know it'll take some time for people to get used to that and adjust, but you know, give it some time and see if we don't find ourselves in a better, more functional democracy.
Thank you for that one-minute testimony, Mr. Lang. Laura Bonner from Anchorage, please provide your testimony and introduce yourself.
Good afternoon. My name is Laura Bonner, and I live in House District 11, and I'm speaking for myself. I adamantly oppose HB 4 that would repeal the open primary ranked choice voting enacted by Citizens Initiative. I have to admit I didn't vote for the initiative, but I'm glad it passed. In 2022, I could vote for the candidates of my choice. I always felt disenfranchised by the closed primary system, having to choose the Republican ballot or the other ballot. And I like the ranked choice voting as well in the general. There's no need for an extensive runoff election. That was one reason. Keep our current voter-centric process and reject House Bill 4 as it would return our voting process to a party-centric election process. Thank you for letting me speak.
Yes,
bye.
Ms. Bonner, thank you so much. Good hearing from you. Thank you for that testimony. Ann Murals from Fairbanks, please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
Yes.
Amy Murals, could you speak up a little bit?
Amy Murals?
from Fairbanks. I support House Bill 4. It was a little confusing when I voted. It should be one day, one person, paper ballot voting. That's all I have to say.
Thank you for that testimony, Ms. Murals. Stuart Schmutzler from Homer. Please introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please.
Hello, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, very, very good. Yeah, this is Stuart Schmutzler. I live in Homer, and I've lived up here for close to 50 years now. And I think this whole process that we're going through right today and last week and whatnot is such a waste of time. The public was given an opportunity to vote. We passed this. It was the majority vote passed the ranked choice voting. Let's let it ride for a handful of legislators down in Juneau to decide that they're going to overturn what the majority of Alaskans wanted. That's unconscionable. That's not democracy. And I think this whole thing should just be taken off the desk. And if people are confused by it, the more times we get to do it, the more literature there is to read about it. It was not that difficult. It really wasn't that difficult. So I oppose House Bill 4, and I oppose the whole idea that legislators think they can overturn the majority of our votes. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you, Mr. Schwestner. I appreciate that testimony. Linda Cortis from Anchorage. Please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
Are you asking for Linda Cortis?
Yes, we are.
Oh, great. Okay. Thank you very much. My name is Linda Cortis. I'm a voter from North Midtown in Anchorage. I represent myself and my family. Our family is a salt of the earth type of family. I'm a retired Army officer and a registered nurse. My husband is a retired school teacher. We have two children and four grandchildren. We all go to church, but we are not a stereotype, and we all vote independent. I am calling in today to oppose HB 4, and I'm representing myself and my family in this deed. And we feel that ranked choice voting is simple to use, and it gave us a higher quality candidate list to choose from. We enjoyed the open primaries. We felt that our winners were diverse and bipartisan. And most importantly, we felt it permitted us to choose our candidates, to represent us to choose them, instead of partisan political machines solely choosing candidates for us. I personally am proud
of the end of your 1 minute. My apologies. You want to just go ahead and give a quick finish up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say I'm proud that Alaskans did this, and I thank you for providing me for an opportunity to testify opposing HB 4.
Thank you for your testimony. Clarice Johnson from Sitka. Would you like to introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please?
My name is Clarice Johnson.
Go ahead. We can hear you.
Okay. I'm Clarice Johnson. I live in Sitka. I have been an Alaska voter since age 18, and during that time, I have voted for Republican, Independent, and Democratic candidates. Like many Alaskans, I value my choice to vote for candidates based on their character and issues rather than strict party lines. I oppose HB 4, which would take away my voice and that of many other Alaskans. Ranked choice voting has made it possible for me to consider all candidates running in the primary, regardless of party affiliation. The Alaska GOP has an agenda which many Alaskans consider extreme. They require candidates seeking their support to be questioned on how closely their values align with their platform. The Alaska GOP states they support the teaching of Judeo-Christian foundation of our country in public schools and abolishing the Federal Department of Education. They reject training curriculum and instruction supporting the quality of outcome, gender, racial, or ethnic bias. Considering the recent behavior of a prominent Alaska Republican, this education is needed now more than ever. I want to continue to have the option to vote for more moderate Republicans if I choose. With ranked choice voting, the selection of candidates is up to the individuals, not the parties. This allows a wide range of views to be represented. Alaskans had open primaries for many years prior to a lawsuit which eliminated them. I'm grateful that ranked choice voting allows Alaskans to once again have freedom of choice. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Johnson, for that testimony. Pamela Conrad from Bethel, I'd like to introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead and provide
your
testimony. The
connectivity out here is not always the greatest. That's good. I am Pamela Conrad from District 38. I am speaking on behalf of myself and no one else. I would like to state that I'm completely, angrily, and appallingly against H. Bill 4. We, the constituents, voted this in, and if it needs to be repealed, put it back to a popular vote. This is a dishonest and deceitful way to overturn a popular vote because it didn't go the way certain people wanted, and it should go through the proper channels, not be railroaded through a back door by a bill in this fashion. I am very insulted that we were told we didn't know how to vote, that it was too confusing. It is our right to vote. It is our right to have a vote, but it's also our responsibility to educate ourselves on the issues. I don't understand the IRS code, but I can't go to the office and say, I don't understand it, so I'm not paying my taxes. So it's our responsibility as voters to understand the issues if we want to have the right to vote. There's a large pool of independent voters in the state and that don't want to register with either party. This gave our voice a chance to be heard on an equal playing field with other people who vote on the party line. So again, I would appreciate this being removed and not going any farther, as I appreciate the fact that my vote actually counts and isn't going to be ignored just because, again, the vote didn't go the way someone wanted it to go, and now they're trying a different non-fair pathway to get it repealed. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony, Ms. Conrad. Jeanette Lee from Anchorage, you would like to introduce yourself, provide your testimony, please.
Yes, my name is Jeanette Lee, calling from Anchorage, where I've lived and voted for 13 years. I oppose HB4 both personally and professionally. As Alaska Research Director at Sightline Institute, a nonpartisan public policy think tank, I'd just like to just share a couple things that haven't been said. First, ranked choice voting didn't actually affect the tabulation of most races. As you know, everyone on this committee won outright in the general without triggering the ranking process. Same goes for 49 of the 59 legislative races and the governor's race. That's by far the most common scenario, including in Maine, New York City, and two dozen cities in Utah that use ranked choice voting. RCV is an option that makes more costly runoffs unnecessary and prevents spoilers. It is not the default. In fact, open primaries were an equally big deal. Returning to the open primary gave Alaska's many independent voters more candidates to choose from. That's because our system now doesn't require independent politicians to give up their political identities in primary or jump through extra hoops to run in the general. This bill reinstates barriers for your six independent House colleagues to run, potentially robbing their constituents of candidates who best represent them. Finally, the election system that we have now did not benefit one party over the other. Alaska voters are independent with the right word lean. That's exactly what the system gave us, both in the legislature and in the statewide races for Congress and the governor's office. This is what you get when the system gives Alaska voters real option. Thank you.
Thank you for that testimony, Ms. Lee. Bob Grunderson from Chugiak, please introduce yourself, provide your testimony.
Thank you, Chairman. My name is Bob Grunderson. I support House Bill 4. The reason we have the primary is to select the individual who will represent the respective party in the general election. This is the will of the people. Since RCV was passed, there is more dark money in Alaska than ever before, the exact opposite of what RCV was supposed to eliminate. RCV causes too much confusion at the ballot box and will split the vote if allowed to continue. Thank you for allowing me to testify in support of House Bill 4.
Thank you, Mr. Grunderson. And again, thank you for the courtesy of everybody staying within that one-minute time frame and providing good, solid testimony. Paul Radinsky from Cooper Landing, would you introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please? Mr. Radinsky, are you online?
Yeah, speaking.
Yeah, please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
Hello?
We can hear you.
All right. My name is Paul Radinsky. I live in Cooper Landing. I'm speaking for myself and my wife and my daughter. We strongly oppose House Bill 4. The people of Alaska have spoken in a majority to institute this type of ranked choice voting and for the legislature to go try to turn it over. That's against the will of the people. It's undemocratic and it's un-Alaskan. It's a very simple system. We both worked the polls. We found no difficulties, and would like to, again, stress that we oppose House Bill 4. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Radesky, for that testimony. Walter Featherly from Anchorage, if you're online, please introduce yourself and provide your testimony.
Good afternoon, Chairman Laddie Shaw and members of the State House Affairs Committee. My name is Walter Featherly, and the views I'm expressing are my own. I oppose HB 4. I have resided in Alaska since 1966, and I have voted in every Alaskan election that I can remember since I turned 18 almost 50 years ago. Last year, I unsuccessfully ran for State House in District 11 as a registered nonpartisan. I was eliminated in the second round of this ranked choice tabulation, resulting in the election of my opponent, a registered Republican. My experience is a demonstration that ranked choice elections work at least as well for Republicans as they do for other party affiliations, or indeed for those without party affiliations, which happens to be the majority of Alaskans. Clearly, Alaskans value our independence and our freedom, especially our freedom to vote, and ballot measure 2 provides Alaskans with the greatest amount of independence and freedom to vote for exactly who we want to vote for, regardless of the candidate's party affiliation. Respect the will of Alaskans who voted for ballot measure 2 and ensure that HB 4 advances no further from this committee. Thank you, Chairman Shaw and members of the committee. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Walter, for your testimony. It's good hearing from you. Margaret Moran from Sildotna, if you'd like to introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please.
My name is Margaret Moran. I live in Sildotna. I think ranked choice voting is very fair, very democratic, and very Alaskan. My understanding is the majority of Alaskans are registered as nonpartisan, which means they don't want to be forced on to choose a particular ticket. I remember when the Republicans closed their primary, we want to vote for who we want to vote for. If I want to choose a Libertarian for one position and someone else for another party for another position, I should be able to do that. And I also think it would help get rid of some of this partisan rancor that most of us are getting more and more concerned about. Congress can't do anything anymore. There's no agreement. There's nothing. I don't want that to come to Alaska. I don't see it here yet. I see that it could come. I'd like to vote for who I want to vote for. And ranked choice gives you the opportunity to basically vote in rounds. So if your first candidate is kicked out, then you get to choose again. So you rank down the line and your vote continues. Instead of just you vote for one person and if that person isn't selected, you're done. So you have a greater opportunity to have your desires heard. I know the committee understands that there is no algorithm for the counting of the votes, but I've heard that mentioned several times. I read the information on the Division of Elections, and I called the Division of Elections. The votes are counted by computer, but there is no algorithm. It's straight numbers, and it would be possible to hand count them if necessary. It would take a long time. That's the beauty of the computer. I completely support ranked choice voting. I think that's what Alaskans want, and I think that's what we should have.
Thank you for that testimony, Ms. Moran. I appreciate it. Lynn Davis from Juneau, would like to introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please.
Hi there. Thanks for taking testimony again. 30-year Douglas Island resident, and I'm very opposed to HB 4. I want to underline the point made by the professor of political science that ranked choice reduces the use of extremist wedge issues, and these wedge issues have choked our democracy. They're like a sledgehammer hitting all the different minority groups. So thank you very much for considering these points and voting no on HB 4. Thank you.
Thank you for your consideration of that time, Ms. Davis, and your testimony. Marilyn Wick from Anchorage, if you'd like to provide your testimony and introduce yourself, please.
Marilyn Wick from Talkeetna, Alaska. I came up here 50 years ago in the Air Force. I am totally I totally support HB 4. It is a corrupt system of voting, which takes away my and your constitutional right as an American citizen to cast one vote and have that vote be counted for the candidate of your choice. The RV system moves that one vote to three different candidates back and forth, and then whoever gets the most votes, then it goes more of those go to that person. According to however the ranking falls, it does not reflect the voters' chosen candidate. We need to go back to the original two-party primary system of voting for the voter to choose the candidate to appear on the general election ballot. Let's go back to honest voters cast and counted. No crooked RCV. Open primaries would be great if that one vote would be counted for that one person that they vote for, but that's not how it works. So I totally support HB4. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Wick from Talkeetna. Raymond Walker from Homer, if you'd like to introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please.
This is Raymond Walker from Homer, District 6. I fully support HB4 and Representative Vance. I'm against the Dominion voting machines and algorithms, and I do not trust them with my vote. I'm sure that there must be something good you can say about ranked choice voting because it's got so many people hoodwinked, but I can't figure out what it is. Thank you.
Thank you for that testimony, Mr. Walker. Okay, we're coming down to the end of public testimony, and I've got Santa Claus online from North Pole. Thank you for those smiles, and if you'd like to introduce yourself and provide your testimony, please.
Hi, good afternoon, Chairman Shaw and committee members. I'm Santa Claus from North Pole calling in to oppose House Bill 4 and to support retaining ranked choice voting in Alaska. Prior to RCV, the Republican and Democratic parties monopolized our elections, controlled the primaries, and decided who ran and who didn't, even when there were plenty of other qualified candidates. I also support open primaries. We should have an opportunity to choose a candidate who best represents our values and interests, especially if our candidate has tremendous grassroots support, but may not have a huge cash war chest, the political party's endorsement, or out-of-state financial support. Knowing they are ranked, all candidates become less divisive during campaigning and there are no runoff election expenses. RCV reduces partisanship, encourages more candidates to run, including independents, boosts voter turnout, and takes power away from special interests and out-of-state influence. I oppose House Bill 4 and I support ranked choice voting. Thank you all for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Claus, for your testimony. That literally, over the period of 2 days, brings us to a close of public testimony. We had, about 112 people testify over 2 days. We did a very commendable job. What I'd like to do more than anything is thank everyone who testified, especially those today who adhered to that 1 minute time frame. Very commendable job. What we're going to do next is we're going to be moving this bill to House Judiciary, and they plan on taking up testimony this Thursday at 1 p.m. And with that, I'm closing public testimony on House Bill 4. At the last hearing for this bill, we set an amendment deadline, but we have received no additional amendments. And with that, I'm going to turn to the will of the committee. What is the will of the committee regarding House Bill 4?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 4, work order number 33LS0094, Bravo, out of committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Object.
Would you like to speak to your objection?
Thank you, Chair Shaw and committee. In Alaska, we've got really two ways to make laws. Of course, the legislature, us making laws up here, and then also we have the Citizens Initiative. And I'm very uneasy about undoing a Citizens Initiative. I think the citizens voted, and until we vote again, I do not believe we should move this bill.
Representative Ellard.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate that. You know, we've heard how a lot of individuals who've called in and people I've ran into have stated that it is the will of the people for ballot measure to pass. I would like to comment that I believe I was deceived with ballot measure 2 based on what happened with the jungle primary and the dark money being used to run the election and get the ballot passed with ballot measure 2. I've also come into hands of the survey that the Alaska Chamber of Commerce has presented to us, and it says otherwise in a survey about the will of the people. Many people who had voted for ballot measure 2 had felt they were deceived as well, and they have requested us to look into this and to potentially repeal it. And that is something that our duty does. And I've received many emails and phone calls asking to repeal it from people who did vote for it but felt they were deceived. As far as the confusion on ballot measure 2, it is confusing. I believe in one person, one candidate, one vote, to say that we continue to vote for persons until we come up with the winner. So basically you're voting for loser after loser after loser until we come up with the winner. So I appreciate you bringing this forward, Representative Vance. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Allard. Representative Stroyer, do you maintain your objection?
Yes.
Sophia, could you take up a vote of the committee, please?
Representative Carpenter.
Yes.
Representative Johnson absent. Representative Allard.
Yes.
Representative Armstrong absent. And Representative Stroyer.
No.
Representative Wright.
Yes.
Chair Shaw.
Yes.
4 yeas and 1 nay.
By a vote of 4 yeas and 1 nay, House Bill 4 has moved out of House State Affairs with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. And with that, we are going to adjourn at 4:22, but I would like to ask members, please remain briefly so we can sign the paperwork. Thank you.